Good bread, good meat. Good gosh, here comes the colonel.
It's not funny. It's so hard to believe, isn't it? It's so hard to believe. We share the building. We share this building. Our studio is not the only studio in the building. Down the hall, the auditions for Comedy Central. And they sneak in here and without warning, try to disrupt a serious science program. It's not funny. Well, welcome back to the second half hour, The Promise of Tomorrow, here on the Science News Radio Network, exploring the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation, all sorts of different things. I'm your host. I'm Colonel Mason. In the first half hour, we heard from Romelia Flores, one of IBM's top 500 technical executives, earning the title of IBM's Distinguished Engineer and IBM Master Inventor. She's going to be speaking at the IEEE MetroCon conference. We're going to learn more about that in just a little bit, because Diane Collier is coming on the air with us. We've got her standing by over near the telephones, and she's going to give us an update on what's going on with the IEEE MetroCon conference, Innovating for Society. Sponsored by Lockheed Martin and Encore Electric Delivery. IBM's part of the program, too. And, of course, Romelia Flores from IBM is going to be speaking. It's considered to be a one-day significant comprehensive technology event. And you're going to love it if you get a chance to go. You can learn more about it at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link. And, of course, stick around for the end of the program for listener comments and the voice of reason. Before we check in with Diane Sawyer, though, we're going to step over here to our fountain of useless information we keep here on the set. He speaks with a lisp, the fountain spirit does, and so he can't say fountain of useless information. He says fountain of youthless information, but we forgive him for that. Anyway, let's rummage around here in the coin jar for just a minute, and let's see what we have for today's query. Oh, spirit of the fountain, spirit of the fountain, spirit of the fountain.
Welcome to the fountain of youthless information. How can I help?
Yes. I see we have awakened the spirit of the fountain, who knows all, hears all, sees all, and tells all, for a price, anyway, and that's why we threw in the coins, of course. All right, O Spirit of the Fountain, here is today's query. Put on your thinking cap, or your shower cap, or whatever you have on. What common name for Rome's Flavian amphitheater came from the Colossus of Nero that stood alongside it? The common name of Rome's Flavian amphitheater came from the Colossus of Nero that stood alongside it. What was it, O Spirit of the Fountain?
I have given you my answer, and now you may tell the other.
Okay. That was an easy one, I know. The common name for Rome's Flavian amphitheater that came from the Colossus of Nero that stood alongside it? Well, if you said the Colosseum, absolutely correct. The Colosseum. All right. Now back to our very interesting interview. Yeah, we're going to go to the phones in just a minute, and Diane Collier is waiting to give us an update on the IEEE MetroCon conference, the very exciting conference coming up October 26th, just around the corner. You need to mark your calendar and be sure and attend. You're going to love it. It's a one-day comprehensive engineering conference, they call it. And Diane's going to tell us all about it. We've got some previews. And some surprises and lots of other stuff coming up. If you want to know more about it, you can check in at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link to the MetroCon conference. In the meantime, to take us up to Diane, who's standing by waiting for us to get her on the line, we're going to hear the strains of the Science News Network Studio Jazz Band. How about it?
Thank you.
just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. All right, let's go to the phones. We're lucky to have back with us today our old friend Diane Collier. She's the chairman, again this year, the second year in a row, of MetroCon, the IEEE MetroCon conference sponsored by Lockheed Martin and Encore and some other really great firms. If you want to know more about MetroCon, go to our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link to the MetroCon conference. And we have with us now the chairman of that conference, Diane Collier, who's going to bring us up to date on all the exciting things that are going on. Welcome to the program, Diane.
So good to hear from you, Colonel, and speak with you. We have been working diligently on developing a very packed program for mm-hmm. this year's MetroCon. We've got seven tracks, emerging technology, software systems engineering, developing, deploy, and secure systems, power and energy, computational intelligence, biotechnologies, financial and professional development. And I know that's a mouthful right there, but we've got a packed program. We've got a good exhibits group coming in, and we're really excited about this year's event.
What's amazing is you're able to cram all of this incredible knowledge into one day, and I have so many people tell me that they appreciate a one-day event because they can plan to get it all, you know, taken care of at one time and get on to the rest of their business. And a one-day event seems to be very popular, and it surprises a lot of people that, you know, that you can get this much done in one day. And this is the 29th annual conference, so you've been doing this for a while.
We have. We started out over in the University, Texas at Arlington, with like two tracks. And over the years, we went with three. And recent, it seems like we've kind of gone a logarithmic growth as far as what we're able to present in one day.
Oh, it's just really amazing, and of course the fame of MetroCon continues to grow, and you continue to attract sponsors. This year you have more than one surprise at the conference, and one big surprise we can't talk about. There's an exotic car. We can't mention the name of the car. We're under contract not to say anything about what the exotic car is, but kind of a tip-off, they've got a brand new autopilot radar system in this exotic car, and people are going to be able to see it. It's going to be right there in the traffic area, I guess, where people are going to be able to see it and experience it and talk to the people with this exotic, and that's going to be a fun thing, isn't it?
That is. We're really excited about that. We have a lot of repeat customers as far as our exhibits, but this is brand new, and you know, we're involved in energy and we're involved in technology, so this is going to pull a lot of things together for us, and I can't wait to see the vehicles.
Oh yeah, absolutely, that's going to be so much fun. And Spicer Engineering is with us for the first time this year. They are going to have an information piece, I understand, in the packet that's going to talk about cybersecurity with the electrical grid, which is a pretty daunting thing. That's something that we've been very concerned about on this program over the years, and so we're looking forward to hearing more about Schweitzer. And of course, Encore's a sponsor, and they're back with us again this year, and of course Lockheed Martin's a steady one. We always love to have Lockheed. What are some of the other highlights we can look for at the conference?
Well, I did want to mention on our power conference, or on the power track of our conference, that we have a speaker that is coming in, also from Encore, is Bill Mustin, who's going to speak on energy storage as a smart grid strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably heard about some of the possibilities of having batteries, where you could do solar storage and you could have smaller grids within communities. So that should be an interesting topic.
Yeah, we did it. We did a feature on this program back a few weeks ago with an Encore representative who was talking about that very thing. We were very concerned about how we were going to eliminate rolling blackouts, and he said no. He said we've got this great battery storage revolution that's coming around, and he said I think that within 4 or 5 years there will be no more rolling blackouts, and that was a major story, and that's going to be talked about at MetroCon. Big thing.
That is a big thing, and also, as you mentioned earlier, SEL Schweitzer, they're going to have a speaker at the conference as well, who's speaking on power systems and cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I had forgotten about that. But Schweitzer has a presence with a speaker at the conference, too. And they're fascinating people. One of the suppliers for Encore. And what they're doing with cybersecurity is really, really revolutionary. And there's so many breaches of security that we hear about just constantly, I mean, almost daily, that these sorts of things are quite welcome, because we do worry that our electrical grid in some way or other can be compromised, and the terrible things that can happen when the electricity goes out.
Yes, and of course, if the electricity goes out, we can't hardly get to the Internet.
Yeah, I know. Well,
<There are.
laughs> well, the electricity goes out, we lose our defense systems, we lose our radar, we lose, we lose all of our everything. I mean, we're pretty helpless. We're so dependent on electricity.
We really are, it's an area that's close to my heart, because that's where I began my career, is in the power area, particularly in like Encore and transmission planning and such. So power is always of great interest to me. I did want to mention that we do have some lighter topics for folks that are interested in building their careers. We have Tim Warboys coming in, who works for LinkedIn, and he's going to give a talk on how to use LinkedIn to unlock your professional network and build your career. So I think that's going to be an interesting presentation. It'll be one of the first ones, so it can kind of give people a little warm up to move into the technical areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first in the tracks, in the financial and professional development track. And we also have, at the end of the day, we have Debbie Marzak is doing a presentation on how to get a job quickly. Her background is sales, and she's really teaching people how to sell their abilities and how to make a plan for where you're going with them. So I've seen her speak a few times. She's a very very outgoing speaker.
Yeah, how we never get a second chance to make a good first impression. I can imagine that's going to be some valuable stuff in how to present yourself, especially when the job market is very tight. Right at the moment, I think there's probably a lot of opportunities out there for electrical engineers, aren't there?
I believe that it's recent statistics I've seen, it's a great time to be an engineer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've talked to Dan Cowan, the treasurer for MetroCon, and he's just retired from Encore, and he's saying, hey, look, he said all his old-timers are pulling out. He says we need a young workforce to step forward and come in, because there's going to be more and more demands for electrical engineers just all the time.
It is a growing area.
Yeah,
And that's why I think the conference is so popular, is it gives us all a opportunity to look at new things and look at new areas that we can delve into and learn more about.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a great presentation by IBM. In fact, We interviewed Morelia Flores and on this particular program, and she really explains some of the exciting things that IBM is doing. She's going to be talking about the cloud, but she's also going to be talking about Watson and how the further development of Watson is revolutionizing everything. So we're really looking forward to hearing Romelia at the conference.
Yeah, she's a very exciting speaker for us. She's been recently honored by the Dallas Business Journal as one of their women in technology.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been involved with STEM studies, and so she's also one of those people who does outreach, and she's speaking on the Watson's cognitive technology and IBM's quantum experience and discovery-based innovation. She tied her speech, which is engineering through discovery, to our conference theme, which is discovery through engineering. So it goes both ways. So really looking forward to her presentation.
Yeah, she's one of the top people for IBM, I understand. She's earned the titles of IBM Distinguished Engineer and IBM Master Inventor, and she's deeply understands and assesses integrate leading edge technologies such as cognitive and quantum computing into the present and future applications. So I can imagine she's going to be a riveting presentation. She's a keynote, I understand, and I presume she's going to take questions after her talk. And so we're so looking forward to seeing Romelia.
Yes, and she's also planning to attend the conference, and so there'll be some opportunities to speak with her following the presentation. And we've also got a track that ties in well, the computational intelligence track, that's going to tie in well to her presentation. The first session of the computational intelligence track will be a panel discussion. And we have several professionals who will talk about comparing computational intelligence to artificial intelligence.
Yeah, IA, artificial intelligence, going to revolutionize us as much as the Internet has revolutionized us, so I'm told. And so we're going to get on the very basic skinny on what's going on with IA, I guess, huh?
Yes, it should be an exciting track.
You're doing things with biotechnology this year, too. Now, how does biotechnology fit in with an IEEE Electrical Engineers Conference?
Oh, biotechnology is one of the fields of interest in IEEE. There are many electrical technologies which can either tie in to human systems, or there are also a lot of developments of things that you can that are electrical based that can be used for therapies and surgeries, and so there's a lot of tie-in. We've had a biotech track for many years of a conference. I know it's more than 10, probably closer to 20. And we've had we also work with the Fort Worth Life Sciences Coalition. They're going to be set up in our exhibits area, so we have tie-in with them as well.
Wow, great. So many exciting things. We talked about the surprises and the exotic car surprise and some of the other things that are going to go on, the systems and software track. The developing and deploying of secure systems for cybersecurity, machine intelligence we just discussed, power and energy systems we covered. Of course, all these emerging technologies, including the biotechnology we just talked about, and career development. Now, Diane, what have I forgot to ask you? What kind of a point do we want to make? Is there some succinct way we want to leave the audience here and what to look forward to at MetroCon?
I believe the general point is that we have something for everyone in technology. If you're involved in IT or you're involved in engineering, we have some presentations that will interest you. And it's diverse. You can move from one track to the other, so you don't have to stay in the same room the whole day. You'll have lots of opportunities to network. We give some time for people to network and visit our exhibits area. And so if you're in technology, we have something for you.
All right, Diane Collier, the chairman this year for the second year now in a row of the 29th annual IEEE MetroCon Conference, going to be held October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. That's at Ballpark Way in Arlington. You can find out more about MetroCon at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link, and it will lead you right over to MetroCon to answer all your questions, and you'll be able to hear some of the interviews and things that we've done with the scientists and the people that are speaking at MetroCon and some of the people that are going to be showing and experiencing at MetroCon. Diane, thank you so much for the update and being with us. We're so excited and looking forward to being at the conference.
Well, thank you, Carl, and thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to interview with you, and I look forward to seeing you at the conference too.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast at promiseoftomorrow.biz. And at this time, I want to thank you very much for those of you who have contributed to this program. We depend on contributions from listeners like you for the existence of this show. We're totally science community supported. So those of you who have contributed, thank you very much. Those of you who wish to can do so at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a little tab there for donations. Just click the donations, and we appreciate all your help.
And now, we make time for the voice of reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
Well, I think I really love the concept of yin and yang. That is the concept of our 5,000 years of wisdom, which means your body and your life needs a balance. We have a dark side, we have a bright side. We let them sit together and maintain the harmony and maintain the balance. That is very important. So in terms of your health, it's the same thing. You're going to take some of the risk that is something that with you that you cannot change. It's there. But meanwhile, we need some of the bright side, which means healthy lifestyle and positive attitude. So that is something that I want to talk to everybody. So whenever we live in our health for now, we're looking for the balance. And then have a positive attitude, get well prepared, and then you're going to have a bright future. My name is Hong Li Wu. I am assistant professor at University of North Texas Health and Science Center.
So you decide, has this really been the voice of reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
I am waiting for you.